This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And here are Wednesday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. July corn, 456 and a quarter, down 2. September corn, 452 and a quarter, down 1 and 3 quarters. December corn, 453 and a half, down 3 quarters. July soybeans, 1482 and a half, up 1 and a quarter. August soybeans, 1416 and 3 quarters, up 2 and a quarter. September soybeans, 1269 and a half, down 3 and 3 quarters. July wheat, 614 and a half, up 2. September wheat, 625, up 2. December wheat, 646 and a half, up 1 and a quarter. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Wednesday's report of grain prices and trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Wednesday afternoon. With moisture and a favorable forecast, corn closed lower. Without any fresh news, soybeans closed on the positive. Wheat closed a little higher on rain, slowing down harvest on the weekend. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 2 to 6 cents at 431 to 462. Soybean bids were 7 to 9 cents lower at 1460 to 1486. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 cents lower at 428 to 460. Soybean bids were up 2 cents at 1477 to 1512. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mixed at 445 to 466. Soybean bids were mixed at 1471 to 1504. Wheat bids were up 2 to 7 cents at 585 to 607. Illinois processor cash soybean bids were down 5 to 19 cents at 1495 to 1528. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $516.50 to $537.50, down 3.10, with basis unchanged at 20 to 41 over the July. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were down 2 cents at 457 to 477, with basis unchanged at 1 to 18 over the July. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids 2 to 3 cents lower at 465 to 468, with basis unchanged to 1 lower at 9 to 12 over the July. Soybeans ended 1 to 4 cents lower at 1490 to 1498. With basis 2 to 5 lower at 7 to 15 over the July. New crop wheat prices were 4 cents higher at 595 to 599, with basis up 2 to 16 to 20 over the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids steady to 1 lower at 486 to 487. Their soybean prices were steady to 1 cent higher with quotations at 1510 to 1516. Soft wheat closed steady to 3 higher at 613 to 621. Milo ended the day steady to 2 lower at 471 to 482. Contract bids for producers for new crop delivery in the northern part of the state. Corn for October delivery at 415 to 424. Soybeans for new crop delivery at 1177 to 1203. In the central part of the state, corn for new crop delivery at 421 to 434. Soybeans for new crop delivery at $11.75 to $12. And in the southern part of the state, corn for new crop delivery at 421 to 435. Soybeans for new crop delivery at $11.87 to $12.18. And July new crop wheat at $5.85 to $6.02. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys of the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Wednesday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. June live cattle, 138, down 35 cents. August live cattle, 140.17, up 10 cents. October live cattle, 144.27, up 52 cents. August feeder cattle, 198.77, up 47 cents. September feeder cattle, 199.50, up 72 cents. October feeder cattle, 199.92, up 65 cents. June lean hogs, 112.55, down $1.05. July lean hogs, 121.50, down 80 cents. August lean hogs, 127.80, up 15 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday the 4th Afternoon Livestock Report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 36 cents lower in the range of $100 to $112.50, with the weighted average carcass price of $107.70. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 67 to 72, 4 to 5 weights 71 to 76, 5 to 6 weights 75 to 79, and 6 weights and up 77 to 80. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $75 to $78. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 12,205 head. And now the report from United Producers Livestock Auction from Tuesday, June the 3rd. They had receipts of 590 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were $145.50 to $151.50. Select and choice steers, $140 to $146. Select steers were $135 to $137. Choice slaughter Holstein steers were $135.25 to $140.75. Select and choice were $128 to $135. And select Holstein steers were $114.50 to $126. Now on to choice slaughter heifers. They are $145 to $150.25. Select and choice were $137.50 to $145. And select heifers were $135. Now moving on to the slaughter cows. Premiums were bringing $120, boners were $95 to $112, and leans were $89.50 to $99. Slaughter bulls under 1,500 pounds, average dressing were $119.50 to $126, with the high dressing $128.50 to $130. Bulls weighing over 1,500 pounds, average dressing brought $125.50. Now on the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at $143 to $144 and on a dress basis at $235. Heifers on a live basis traded at $143 to $145 and on a dress basis there was no reportable trade. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 406 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $118.51, and that was 27 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $232.11, and that was 55 cents lower, with select carcasses at $223.86, and that was a penny higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 117,000. That compared to 119,000 last week and 123,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 409,000. That compared to 421,000 last week and 405,000 a year ago. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. June corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.66. July corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.63. June corn delivered to Scottville, $4.57. July corn delivered to Scottville, $4.54. June beans delivered to Greenfield, $14.84. July beans delivered to Greenfield, $14.81. June beans delivered to Scottville, $14.73. July beans delivered to Scottville, $14.70. June wheat delivered to Scottville, $5.85. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $4.66. Corn at Scottville is $4.57. Beans at Greenfield are $14.84. Beans at Scottville are $14.73. Wheat at Scottville is $5.85. That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Thank you, Angela. Part one of the morning farm show brought to you this morning by Farm Credit Illinois. 621 on this Thursday morning. Color radar showing no precipitation in our mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs, and by Carlinville Truck Equipment.
Carlinville Truck Equipment makes industrial rollback equipment loaders, and because of this, they have the equipment and expertise to fix or fabricate just about anything metal around your business or farm. If you need truck or trailer repair, hoist or winch service, custom fabrication, or stock metal, call Carlinville Truck Equipment at 217-854-6706 or log on to ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 217-854-6706.
Every producer knows that during harvest, time is money. To better serve our producer customers, M&M Service Company is upgrading several of our strategically located grain elevators to facilitate faster truck unloading. We have multiple locations, giving you the flexibility to haul to the closest M&M Service location. Call M&M Service Company at 217-854-2099 or toll-free at 855-769-5117 or visit our website at mmservice.com for all your grain marketing needs.
Partly cloudy skies today, high temperatures in the mid-70s with light east winds. Tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower, low temperatures in the low 60s. For tomorrow, Friday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers, highs in the low 80s. And your extended forecast for Saturday through Monday, partly cloudy with a chance of showers each day. Low temperatures in the mid-60s, high temperatures in the upper 70s. Right now at the Weather Center, north winds at 10 miles per hour, the barometric pressure rising. Cloudy skies on this Thursday morning, right now 62 degrees. And over the past 24 hours, WSMI weather watcher Kyle Schmedeke of Irving, 6/10 of an inch of rain, a half inch recorded by the Lang family of Caufine, 9/10 of an inch recorded by Rich Henry of Staunton, and 3/4 of an inch here at the Weather Center. Once again, we have cloudy skies, 62 degrees. Coming up next, part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by the CHS Service Center of Louder, by Altman Monitoring Solutions, and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. And we'll rejoin WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch next.
Seavers JCB sells a complete line of construction equipment. Seavers JCB, a division of Seavers Equipment Company, sells the full line of JCB construction equipment. JCB is the third largest maker of construction equipment in the world. Backhoes, track hoes, telehandlers, wheel loaders, forklifts, compaction equipment, and the new generation side entry skid steers, the world's safest skid steer. JCB also offers ag equipment. Contact Seavers JCB in Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, or Auburn, or go to SeaversJCB.com. And in Missouri, go to JCB of St. Louis at JCB of S. Now you can be everywhere at once. With Altman Monitoring Solutions video surveillance, you can watch the front drive, the farrowing house, the shop, and the fuel tanks all at once, and you'll have recordings of everything. There are no overhead wires and no digging. You can watch from your phone or computer even when you're not at home. Protect your animals, equipment, and facility. Look for Altman Monitoring Solutions video surveillance on the web. A-L-T-M-A-N. MonitoringSolutions.com.
America's farmers feed the world. That's why your CHS Service Center provides producers like these with market access and insights for their success.
Well, they stay on top of the market. They really look out for us.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
We get daily emails and text alerts from our co-op. They're able to take our grain when we need to move it.
CHS Service Center in Louder, 217-435-9023.
June is National Dairy Month, and everyone from consumers to dairy farmers are taking the time to celebrate and recognize this hardworking sector of agriculture. Chris Galen with National Milk Producers talks about the re-emphasis of the real seal and why it's important to do so, especially during June Dairy Month.
One of the things that we're doing here is using the real seal to remind people that in June Dairy Month, or frankly the other 11 months of the year, that people have a choice. And in fact, they have more choices now, oftentimes a confusing set of choices when they look in the grocer's dairy case or in the freezer or in the deli case where they keep different cheeses, some of which are made from real milk and some of which are made from things like soybeans and peanuts and rice and hemp and almonds, and so that's one of the reasons why we're using the Real Seal, is to remind people that they need to look for that seal to assure them that what they're getting is not just real dairy, but it's also real made in America dairy products.
The dairy industry has enjoyed record high milk prices in recent months, and Galen says there's been very little consumer backlash when it comes to the store purchase prices of milk, butter, cheese, and other products.
You're not seeing as many news media reports about record high milk prices. Oh my God, milk at $3.50 or $4 a gallon. It's more expensive than gas. Well, usually that's been the case. Milk's more expensive than gas, and you know what? You don't usually buy 15 gallons of it at a time like you do when you're putting gas in your car or your truck. So we're not seeing as much of that kind of fear-mongering. The other thing that's happened is that other major farm products are also at record highs. Beef, obviously, which is good news for dairy farmers as well as cattlemen, but that's at a record high price. Pork's very expensive because of the diarrhea epidemic that a lot of parts of the country are dealing with, unfortunately. And so all those things are high at the same time, and I think that removes just the sole focus on high dairy prices.
Chris Galen with the National Milk Producers Federation. While the soft red winter wheat crop is looking well, the hard red winter wheat crop is a different story. Market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman, went over the situation.
Well, amid all the talk of the good corn crop, good soybean crop, and the good soft red winter wheat crop, there's still a lot of concerns about the Plains hard red winter wheat crop, and that's creating a two-tiered wheat market at this point with a big spread between the hard wheat markets and the soft wheat markets. Harvest has started in Texas and is starting to move into southwest Oklahoma and the southern plains. Early reports put yields in the area at 5 to 25 bushels per acre, test weights in the low 50s to the low 60s. High protein, but the tests aren't back yet to see if that's a quality protein that's going to be good for bakers to use at this point. But we should start seeing a lot more of those harvest results coming in the next few days with temperatures heating up in the southern plains.
It really is quite the tale of two crops when it concerns the wheat crops this year.
It really is two worlds and a very nice crop, although delayed, but that can be good for yield as long as we avoid the significant heat in the Midwest and in the plains, one of the worst droughts in many decades, creating a very, very short crop with producers worried about where they're going to get seed for next year's crop.
Again, that was market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman. For an update on how crops in our listening area are progressing, I spoke with Mark Huber of the M&M Service Company.
The crops are progressing pretty good right now. We have corn that ranges from V3 to V7 in size. The corn is coming along just nicely. The recent rain that received last night, 0.9 to 1.5 inches, is going to greatly help our corn crop and allow it to root down to get to the ammonia that we have already placed early this spring. Also, the beans are just now emerging out of the ground on replant beans to basically the first trifoliate, so those beans are going to be ready for a post-emerge chemical application before long.
And are there any problems that you're noticing that are popping up in the different crops?
Yeah, we're seeing a little bit of cockerbur and water hemp starting to come through our prees that we put on earlier for one shot this year, so I strongly recommend farmers to go out and look at their prees where they used Lexar, Sure Start, Degree, doesn't matter what chemical program you're looking at, that they should be out looking at those fields and making sure that their weeds are under control and there's no economical yield loss that potentially could happen down the road. Also, there's I've seen a little bit of bill bug and brown stink bug that have been showing up a little bit in some cornfields, so I want to let people be aware of that. And I caught a few isolated cases, fall armyworm starting to feed on some corn, nothing worth threshold amounts, but it is something that's being noticed out there.
Something just to keep an eye on.
Right. On the bean side, there's the guys that put canopy on in the fall or any kind of other fall burn downs like Sonic. Those fields, if you did not look at them this spring and reburn them down, there is cases of mare's tail and tall water hemp that are been showing up. And the guys that went ahead and not reburnt down and sowed their beans, they need to be looking at a real early application of herbicide there, because those are going to be some really tough control weeds if they wait 3 to 4 weeks before going back in there.
Have you noticed any Palmer amaranth in the fields that you look at?
Yeah, Palmer amaranth has pretty much been isolated more so in the northern Madison, southern Macoupin area, but we have started to notice it in the Cardinalville and Palmyra area as well, in the territory that I cover.
That's a dangerous one that you don't want to let spread out too far.
No, because basically the only option you have if it's Roundup resistant is iron control. So, and basically the pre-plant herbicides like Valor, work very well on it. So our Authority XL or things of that nature.
And how are the soil conditions looking out there? Last year we ran into a lot of compacted soils and crops that kind of struggled to get started. But how's this year looking?
This year's a lot better than last year. We do have areas where guys planted in late April that do have some compacted soils. What they did was the ground was dry. They got it worked up like a garden. Everybody thought everything was going good. And then we got that 1 to 2 inch rain with a lot of cold weather that happened right after that. And those soils got really compacted and are starting to show some issues. But other than that, guys that planted later, things are looking beautiful. The corn's over knee high and it's looking great right now.
And is there anything so far that you would recommend that farmers really keep an eye out for or something that they do as the growing season progresses?
A couple things we need to be looking out for. A lot of corn, if guys are going to go down with an early fungicide application at V5, there's a lot of corn in the area that is time to be doing that to get started on. I would be looking at all corn fields and in general, even if you just have a one shot down or even a total or a pre followed by a post trip, that you need to get those things looked at and get those herbicides on in a timely fashion.
Again, that was Mark Huber with the M&M Service Company. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.